no greater love that's ever been shown. And your song in me just has to be sung. No one else could do the things that you've done in my life. There's no greater love that's ever been shown. And your song in me just has to be sung. No one else could do the things that you've done in my life. In my life. In my life. In my
his light, the first and last, the living one, his name is Jesus. And from his mouth there comes a sound that shakes the earth and splits the ground. And yet his voice is life to me, the voice of Jesus. And I will sing my songs of love, calling out across.
Draw you near, Lord, you know that you are welcome. such grace, I will let the walls come down. And my desire is to have you near. Lord, you know that you are welcome here. Before such love, before such grace, I will let the walls come down. Let the walls come down. And my desire is to have you near. Lord, you know.
Lord, you are an amazing God.
spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Your name is like your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Jesus, I love you. I love you.
Beautiful name above every.
us your name, name above every name, Jesus.
How wonderful.
How wonderful.
How merciful.
How merciful. Name above every name, exalted high. How wonderful,
how powerful,
how powerful, Jesus, your name, name above.
Verses 2 to 4. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. The Lord is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent men you save me. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
Chose the cross. You know, Meher had read this verse earlier on, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 to 4. And those are the words that were penned by King David. It says in verse 1 that David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, or my stronghold. He's my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people you save me. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise and have been saved from my enemies." Reading those verses are so reassuring. You know, that when we call to the Lord, He is all powerful and He can deliver us from our enemies, from our difficulties. And I want to minister that word this morning. You know, if you have troubles in your life this morning, yeah, would you like to stand? We're going to read that and we're going to ask the Lord. You know, David was in great trouble. Saul was out to kill him. But he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord saved him and made him king. You know, God is our great deliverer. He wants to save us. He's waiting for us to cry out to Him. He said, that's what David did. He said, "I cried out to the Lord and He saved me." All right? So if you you have a situation in your life where you want deliverance from, would you like to stand? Come. And we shall pray this out. You know, a difficult situation, a rock, you know, an enemy or something that's this thing. And we're going to say, "Lord, would you come into that situation?" All right? And what we're going to do is, we're going to declare the word. We're going to read it out aloud. Okay? And we'll read it with me. He said, "The Lord is my rock. Say it together loudly. My fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent men you save me. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies." Wonderful. I would encourage you all to bookmark that verse, highlight it, do what you want to do, and say it often. All right? Just through the day, when you're troubled by whatever is troubling you, just declare those words, especially the last words. "I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies." Wonderful, powerful verses. Amen. Do be seated.